Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillment of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute. And we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Exodus 33 and verse 13 says, "Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people." And he said, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." And he said unto him, "If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein it shall it be known that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, and I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth." And the Lord said unto Moses, "I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name." And he said, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." And he said, "Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live." And the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a clift of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will make take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall thou not be seen upon that rock." Hallelujah. Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me this morning? My most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I love you today. I feel your presence in the house today. I give your name glory, thanksgiving, and honor, and praise, dear God. Lord, I ask for your touch to be upon this service. Touch those, dear God, who are here. Touch the word of God. Touch me today, dear God, to bring forth this word. Send me your unction. Send me the Holy Ghost's anointing today, dear God, to bring forth this way in a way that would magnify and uplift the name of Jesus in your presence tonight, today, dear God. And let your anointing be upon this word such that as it goes out to all those under the sound of my voice, by whatever means necessary, through live stream or radio or TV or those in the house, dear God, let it go unto them, and they might receive this word today, dear God, and it might strengthen them, and you might be glorified in them, dear God, and that their souls might be nourished and lifted and strengthened and grown in the word of God. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Praise be unto the living God. You can be seated. I count it an honor and a privilege above honors that I'm able to walk up to this pulpit today, marking the 11th year of being the pastor here. Praise God. And y'all might think, well, he's harping on that a whole lot. I spent 27 years as a youth and children's pastor. And as a youth and children's pastor, you're under somebody else's control, the senior pastor. And I never stayed at another church, as a youth and children's pastor, more than 3.5 years. Now, that was when the national average was 18 months for youth pastors and children's pastors. But I was able to stay at 4 or 5 churches for 3.5 years. And I always prayed and I always said, Lord, because I heard about these pastors who got to stay for 10 and 15 and 20 years. And I said, Lord, I just want one day, I want to be able to say that I have stayed at one church and ministered to that church for 10 years. And that was last year. You know what I'm praying now?
Maybe 20.
20. Hallelujah. Praise God. If I'm alive that long, I want to be here then. I promise you, it is my plan and it is my goal that I'm going to drop dead in this pulpit. I ain't going nowhere else. And I don't mean immediately. You know, I mean, this is where I'm going to be when I meet the Lord. This is where I want to be when I meet the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, there used to be a tradition. It used to be a thing. It used to be something that everybody held in awe when the man of God walked up to the pulpit, walked into the house of God. And here we're looking at this passage of Scripture. Moses, the man of God, left his tent and started walking to the tabernacle. And it got to be to the point, whenever the man of God left his tent to go to the tabernacle, everybody stuck their head out of their own tents and watched, because the man of God was going to the tabernacle, was going to the house of the Lord. Come on, somebody. The man of God was going to the house of the Lord. It used to be also such that in more recent times, whenever the man of God would step up to the holy desk, that the people would perk up an ear, that they would pay attention, that they would say, what is the Lord going to say to us today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody watched when Moses went to the temple. Everybody watched when Moses went to the tabernacle. And they watched because they wanted to know what God was going to say. They wanted to know what God was going to do. Hallelujah. This particular day, Moses went to the tabernacle, and out of the heavens came a pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle while Moses was inside. And God himself came down and entered into that cloud and stood there face to face with Moses. And Moses was standing there face to face with God, but he couldn't see him because God was in the cloud. And Moses started saying, God, I want to find grace in your sight. God, I want to be the man that you trust me to be. I want to be a blessing to you, and I want to be a blessing to all of Israel. God, I want to see your face. Hallelujah. Has anybody ever got to the point in your life that you want to see his face? Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to be forever of his praising grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all passed, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see him. I want to look upon his face, there to live forever. Come on, somebody. I want to be in the house of the Lord. I want to be in the presence of the face of God. Hallelujah. Praise be unto the Lord. God spoke unto Moses face to face from this cloud. But it was not enough for Moses. It wasn't enough. Come on. Now I want you to think about this. Moses got up every day and went to the tabernacle. And every day he got up and went to the tabernacle, and the people said, all right, we're fixing to hear from God. Every day they wanted to hear from the Lord. Every day they wanted to see him. And it wasn't enough for Moses to go to the house of God every day and to hear from him. Moses wanted to see God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The biggest tragedy in the church today is when people in the church get content because they feel like they have what they need. They feel like they've had enough of God for what they need. And they are content, get comfortable. They get in a comfort zone. That's the biggest tragedy in the church. That's why the church, I'm not talking about this church, I'm talking about the church world. That's why the church is dying. Because people are more interested in their phone. They're more interested in their tablet. They're more interested in anything else that the world has to offer than they are interested in hearing from the Lord. Amen. I am terrified of what kind of children that this generation is raising, because mom and dad are spending 90% of their time playing a game on their phone or doing social media on their phone, and the child is left to their own devices. What's going to happen to family unity? What's going to happen to worship in the church? What's going to happen to these children? What are they going to become? I'm actually under conviction myself. When the Lord gave me this word, I've been under conviction because I don't feel like I seek the Lord's face enough. And He's been dealing with me about that. And I am making a change today. I'm going to be seeking God's face more and more. I'm not going to say I'm going to be seeking God's face more in 2023, because I'm going to be seeking God's face more, whether it be 2023 or 2029, 2030. I'm going to be seeking the Lord's face more. I want to be in His presence more. I want to seek the face of God. The shepherds on the hillside. You remember we've talked about them several times. The shepherds on the hillside, great liars. They were the scum of the earth. Nobody liked them. Nobody trusted them. They couldn't testify in court because they lied so much. But after they went into His presence, don't you think about this now. After the angels came to them and said, "Fear not, for I bring unto you this day tidings which will be of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of David the Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And the shepherds, they heard that after the angels sang, "All glory to God, glory, glory, whatever that song is." And they left and said, "Let us go and find this baby." And they went and found Jesus. And they found Him just like the angels had said. They found the King of Kings. They found the Lord of Lords. They found the Son of the living God laying in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes, just like the angels of heaven had told them. Hallelujah. And when they saw it, they were changed. And they left their flocks and went running all through the city and running all through the land. And you know what they had done? They had become the first evangelists, because they went forth bringing the tidings of good news. They went forth bringing the gospel. The gospel means the good news of God. They went forth sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Lord of Lords and the King of Kings has come. The Son of God is here. The Messiah is here. And they were preaching the glory of God. And the only way they knew how, they became the first evangelists. Here in our passage today, we find Moses talking to God face to face. I'm going to tell you, that would be a pretty awesome experience for me to be standing at the opening of that door and God appear in a cloud and speak to me from that cloud. I might be just dropping dead. But I would be so excited. I would be so uplifted. I would be so energized. I would be so powerfully under the anointing of God and in awe. But it wasn't enough for Moses. He said, "God, I want to see you." He said, "God, I want to see you." And God said, "You can't see me because no man can see my face and live." Moses said, "God, I want to see you. I don't care if I die." God said, "Well, I want you to climb up on this rock. And when you get to that rock, I will put you in a clift. And I will cover that clift with my hand. And I'm going to walk by. And after I walk by, I'm going to remove my hand from that clift and you can see my hindquarters. And that'll be enough. Moses said, yes, sir, that'll be enough. So God did it. God took him. He went up to the mountain. He climbed up to that rock where God told him to be. And God went and he went into that cliff. And when he did, God put his hand over that cliff. And Moses was spying out of a little crack in the rock. And God put his hand over it and God walked past it and removed his hand. And Moses saw God. And when Moses came down from that mountain where he saw God, his countenance was so bright. His hair had turned from its natural color unto a glowing bright white. He lit up the area in the night where he walked. Where he walked, it wasn't dark anymore. His face glowed with a light so bright that he had to put a veil over his face to keep from blinding people that talked to him. Because he had been in the presence of God. I thought sure I had turned that off. He had been in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Everybody knew when Moses came down from that mountain that he had been in the presence of the living God. Everybody knew when those shepherds went running through town and running through the countryside proclaiming that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, had been born. They knew that they had been in the presence of God. The Lord said to me this week, tell them they do not have enough. You do not have enough. This is his command to me. This is a command from God to me to give to you. Press in. Moses had to press in to that cliff, into that cave. Moses had to struggle. Moses had to work. Moses had to labor. Moses had to put forth tremendous effort to get to that cliff where he could see God. And when he left, everybody knew he had been in the presence of God. When was the last time somebody looked at you and said, I believe that you're a Christian. I can see it all over you. Well, Pastor, that don't happen. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I used to work in a guitar shop in Wilson. I can't remember the name of the guitar shop, but I was working there right when Sister Renee and I got married. And it was never really busy. But around Christmas time, that place kind of flooded and filled up, and I was the only one in there. And I was working, trying to meet all these customers' needs and all with all the different instruments they were looking for and all the sheet music and things they were looking for. And this young black man walks in. He's about 25, and he's wearing a brown leather coat. And he walks in. When he walks in, the Lord says to me, look at that. Look at him. And when I looked at him, I saw a kindred. I saw his closeness to God, and I knew who he was. And he came into the music store, and there was at least 15 people in there. It was rowdy. It was loud. And he sat down at the piano, and he played just a few chords. And I told the people I was working with, I said, can you excuse me just a minute? And I walked over to him, and I tapped him on the shoulder, and he looked at me like he was surprised. And I said, man, I don't know what this means to you. I said, the instant you came through those doors, the Lord spoke to me and said that there stands a man of God. And he said, well, don't let it freak you out. He said, because as soon as I walked through the door, I saw you, and the Lord said the same thing to me. Woo! Glory. People will know when you have been in the presence of the living God. It don't need to be enough for you to come to church on Sunday and get your shout on for a little bit. It don't need to be enough for you to come sometimes on Sunday night and get your shout on a little bit. It don't need to be enough for you if something happens and you can make it to Tuesday night service. It don't need to be enough for you that you come to church three times a week. You need to be getting in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Not so that we can, you don't need to get it so we can shout louder. You don't need to get it so we can dance louder. You don't need to get it so we can run around speaking in tongues and run rings in the service. That'll happen anyway. What you need to do it for is so people will know that you have been in the presence of God and you will be an evangelist to them outside these walls. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Remember these two words. If you don't remember nothing else about this service, God said, press in. Press in. Seek His face. Some things are going to happen when you press in. He's going to reveal things to you. He does it to me. He's going to reveal things to you that are not pleasing to Him that you do. That's why people don't want to do it. Because we get content. We get happy where we are and we think we got enough of God. Because if we keep getting closer to God, He's going to start messing with us. He's going to start wanting us to say, no more of that. He's going to start wanting us to say, I'll start doing that, God. He's going to start wanting us to say, oh Lord, I will be obedient to you, oh God. He's going to want us to say, Lord, I will stop my sin. Well, Pastor, that sort of sounds like something I want to do. Trust me. You get into His very presence. You press in. You get to the point that people can look at you and see that you have been in the presence of the Lord. You won't care about those things that you're holding on to. Your phone won't be as important to you anymore. Your computer, your tablet, that won't be as important to you anymore. The things you're doing that displease God, that you've become content with. Oh yes. We become content with sin that we think we've hidden from God. Or we think that God has blinked an eye to. He don't wink an eye to that no more. You get in the presence of God. You get close to Him. You press in. The closer you get to Him, He said, you draw nigh unto me and I will draw nigh unto you. You start pressing into Him, He's going to start coming. He's going to meet you more than halfway. You take one step to Him, and He's going to take two or three to you. You start pressing towards God, and see, don't He pour out a blessing that you can't contain. He's going to pour you out a blessing. He said He will open the windows of heaven. Two words. Press in. People need to know when you've been in the presence of God. They need to be able to see it. You don't need to think anymore that you've got enough of God, because there ain't no such thing. Would you stand with me? Glory to God. Father God, open the doors to your throne room. Hallelujah. Mason, pull up throne room if you don't mind. Hallelujah. Open the doors to your throne room, O Lord. Let us draw in. Fill it with your Spirit, O God. Let it be like a magnet pulling at our hearts and souls. Let it be like the very presence of God on the other side of that cleft. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is speaking. Somebody's already hearing Him say to you. Somebody's already hearing Him say to you, press in. He's already saying to you, you don't have enough. He might not be saying it in those words, but he's pointing it out to you. He's saying, press in. Glory to God. For you to answer that call the way you're hurting, for you to answer that call says a lot. Press in. He's calling to you. He's saying, come unto me. He's saying, press in, get closer. Seek my face. Seek after me like Moses did. Get hungry for more of me today. Hallelujah. Press in. Press in. Dear Lord, pour out of your anointing today. Pour out of your Holy Spirit today over all these, dear God, who are seeking your face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As the pastor was up here preaching, I was sitting back there, and the Lord was just pouring into my spirit. 2023, God's going to do some big things. Things that we do not even, can't even comprehend. The things that he's going to do is going to be giving us debt-free, not just financial debt-free.
Come on.
See, the thing is, he's going to give back to us everything that they took from us. Everything that the enemy has robbed us for, he's going to give it back to us in 2023.
Glory to your name, dear Lord.
We have to press in. We have to have a stronger relationship with God than we've ever had.
Yes.
We have to. Yes, you've read your Bible. Yes, you pray. But you need to read 20 times a day. You need to pray 100 times a day.
Glory to God.
God is going to do something. And it's going to be so marvelous, so magnifying. But we've got to put in the work. We've got to put in the work. It's not just going to come easy. It's not just going to come like those who want it, you're going to have to work for it. Those who want to see what God's going to do in 2023, you're going to have to put the work in.
I need some children to come help me. Come up here. Stand in the middle and let everybody help you share that microphone. Come over here this way a little bit. There you go. All right. Go ahead.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
And
you
raised again on the third day.
Jesus.
Me a new Christian.
Make me a Christian.
Punch the devil in the face.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license A20958803. A Streaming Plus license A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.